So weeds, what do you do with weeds?
That's the question for us today. So to help us understand the kingdom of heaven, Jesus uses this idea of weeds among the wheat. Is anyone a gardener here? Have you seen weeds overtake? Yeah, it's not pretty, isn't it? Even those of us who don't have a green thumb or are not gardeners, we can easily recognize an overgrown garden, I think. And we know the difference between a beautifully tended garden and an overgrown one. And weeds, as our kids told us, they're very smart, by the way. The weeds rob plants of nutrients and water that the plants need to grow. And in fact, the weeds are large enough, if they're big enough, they can also rob sunlight, right, that the plants need so desperately. I didn't know this, but did you know that some weeds secrete chemicals into the soil that prevent the growth of plants? I learned something new every day. You didn't know that either. Yeah, I didn't learn something new. And that helps us understand that weeds are dangerous. We have to be careful of the weeds in the garden. More importantly, as Jesus tells us, we have to be careful of the weeds in our spirit because they will, make no mistake, they will do damage. And so, I think that's the purpose of our time here on earth, to help us understand how the kingdom of heaven works and to understand the things that prevent us from living in a way that is reflective of the kingdom and not allowing the weeds to choke out our faith. That is part of the message. And so Jesus warns us, and we need to take it seriously. Let anyone with ears listen. That's what Jesus says. Let anyone with ears listen. But don't listen and then out the other ear. You know, let's make an effort to understand and dig into what Jesus helps us to understand. Let's pray as we come to hear the meaning for us, for our lives, that God wants us to hear. Let's pray. Gracious God, I pray for each one of us here in person and online. We know that you love us. We know that you came to this earth to help us understand your love and to make a way for us to enter your kingdom of heaven. But we confess that sometimes we're so caught up in the things of this earth that we don't fully take time to hear you and receive your message because it's hard. It calls us to cut things and be uncomfortable sometimes, prune things out of our lives that might choke us. So come, Holy Spirit, and help us hear your words. Help us to hear what the weeds are in our lives that we need to turn over to you. All this we pray in the powerful name of Christ. Amen. And I just want to say this, that sometimes we hear these stories, these biblical parables, and we wonder, well, how does this make sense for me today? I mean, weed and weeds and wheat and all that is fine in those days, but I'm not a plant, nor am I a wheat. So how does this make sense? Because I've got different things I'm dealing with in my life. And so it becomes hard to think about this kingdom of God, which seems to be up somewhere in the clouds, right? When we talk about heaven, it's like, oh yeah, it's up there. Well, kingdom of heaven is more spiritual. It's not a physical location. And the world that we're in, it seems to be huge and it looms large and just overtakes us. Have you ever had your peace, joy, hope, faith, the good things that you feel in church robbed the minute you leave the church? Things happen, right? Life happens. And so school happens. I'm so glad I'm not in school anymore because I hear some of the stories. But school's good, kids. No, I'm not saying no. You go. You do school. It's going to be fun. Life, whether you're in school, whether you're working, whether you're retired, you cannot escape the problems and the weeds of life. And so, my friends, if you need another perspective, if you're worried about things, if you're dealing with challenges that are too big, you came to the right place to hear the message of hope. Jesus tells us in John 10, verse 10, he says, "The thief came only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that you might have life in abundance." Who wants true life? Who wants joy? Who wants to feel that peace that passes human understanding in the midst of everything burning down around us. I don't know about you, but I certainly do. And so this morning, we as followers of Christ, children of God, we know that we have hope and promise of living in God's kingdom even when we leave this earth. And we all know there's going to come a time when we're going to leave this earth. You know, sometimes when you're young, you think you're going to live forever, right? Yeah, I can handle this. I can do this. And then life throws you a curveball. And as you get older, you realize that there's not much you can handle. Life is very difficult. But the good news, again, my friends, that we don't have to battle life alone. You don't have to let it overwhelm you and let it overtake you, because Christ has won the victory. There is a battle. Make no mistake, there's a battle for your souls. My soul, our souls. And the one who is running rampant in this world is the enemy, Satan. And he has planted weeds. And you know, we just had a little illustration with the kids with the little orange stickies, right? Representing weeds. But reality is, all the weeds, the worry, the anxiety, the concern, the anger, the hate, the jealousy, you know what I'm talking about. All those things cover us, and you can't see it physically, but it's a spiritual covering, and what happens is that covers us to the point where it chokes out our faith. Have you ever had days where you just didn't want to get out of bed? Where it was just too much for you to handle because you were just inundated, overwhelmed, and in fact, you might have felt separated from your family because they weren't able to show you the love you needed. You felt separated from your loved ones. You felt separated maybe even from God and questioned, where was He? And felt just covered. That, my friend, those are the weeds that Jesus is warning us, that will choke out our faith, that will rob our peace and steal our joy. But remember what Jesus said, I came that you might have life in abundance. And so hold on to that hope if you're going through tough stuff, because if not today, guess what? Tomorrow, surely you will. We all will. The parable today that we hear is about Jesus who planted seeds in this field of the world. So here's the breakdown, right? The weeds are those who do not want to follow Jesus or receive his seed, like we heard last week, right? Remember the seeds that were planted? They want to do things on their own, right? They don't need these rules that are so constrictive. They don't need a master. They don't need a God for, you know what? They can handle this life on their own. They've got it, and they just want to pursue pleasure. So the weeds, those folks that are illustrated by the weeds, they want to do and follow the pleasures of this world. Now, the weeds can also be the things that the devil sows in our life, too. So the weeds, you know, there's a broader definition. And these things, worry, anxiety, concern, and just an overwhelming of the reality of life, when we allow that in, even comfort, if we seek after comfort or complacency, seek the pleasures of this life, even those are weeds. And so the weeds are the things that the enemy plants in our lives. The harvest that we read about, it's the end of the age, and the harvest hands are the angels. So when the world ends, and my friends, you know, we're not going to live forever. All of us are going to end. In fact, this world will end too. When the world ends, we are told that the Son of Man, God, Jesus, will send his angels to harvest. And the angels are going to gather up the weeds and burn them, and the wheat will be gathered into the kingdom of God. So my friends, the good news is, Jesus came to this earth to gather all of his children into the kingdom of heaven, bar none, each and every single person. But here's the thing. We, you and I, have a choice whether we want to be gathered in, because we're children. We're not puppets. We are children of God. That means God has given each one of us a choice as to whether or not we are going to receive Him as our Lord and our Savior. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no halfway. I'll follow Jesus on a Sunday, but then the week is mine. I'll give Jesus an hour, maybe an hour 20, but the rest of the time I got to go and do this and that and the other thing. Right? There is no halfway with Jesus. Here's what He tells us in the Scriptures, and we need to hear the Scriptures carefully, that if you are lukewarm, if you don't hate your mother and father, if you are lukewarm and following Me halfway, I will spit you out. There's no place in God's kingdom for any other Lord, any other God but God. We need to take that very seriously. And so the question I have when I was reading this is, and Jesus, I love how He do this. He answers the questions if we just pay attention. The question was, well, with all these weeds that are going on, with all these things that are happening in our lives, God, why are You allowing the violence, the war, all these things around us? Why are You allowing it? Well, we heard, didn't we? We heard the landowner say, nope, because when the slaves asked, do you want us to take out the weed? He said, no, don't take out the weed, because if you uproot the wheat, then you're going to uproot the wheat. So leave the weeds, and at the right time, they will be harvested. My friends, I think part of the reason Jesus hasn't come yet is maybe He wants us to work on our faith. I think He wants us to grow in our faith. I think we might not be ready to receive Him fully. So let's take this opportunity to hear what He says and grow in our faith. We got two options, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Two options. One, the first option is we can ignore the weeds. What do we do about the weeds? Well, just ignore them. They'll go away. You know why? Because I'm fine. I go to church, I read the Bible, I trust in God, I'm going to be just fine. The other option is to do battle. The other option is to go and be proactive in caring, in taking out the weeds. For as our gardeners know, if you're not proactive, the weeds will, make no mistake, right? The weeds will overtake the garden. So we have to explore, and we have to pick one of these options. You see, Jesus gives each one of us that choice. God has made us in His own image, so you and I have a choice whether or not we're going to choose Him or choose our way. So this time that we have, let's take seriously of making the right choice, allowing Jesus in. So let's talk about the first option, ignoring the weeds. What happens then? Well, you know what happens when we sweep things under the rug? You trip over it, because it's not going anywhere. It's right under the rug, and if you're going to ignore it, sooner or later you're going to walk over the thing and it's going to trip you up. Let me explain. Have you ever had feelings of anger or feelings of jealousy or just feelings that were not good, and it was, you ignored them, you suppressed them, you didn't let them out, you didn't deal with them? And then you found that as you went on with the day and went on with the life, somehow in some way those feelings came out. It could be simple as, you know, spilling the coffee, or someone makes you spill coffee or tea on you. Someone, right? You're like, no, I'm okay. I'm fine. I'll be okay. You go throughout the day and then something else happens. So those things add up. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Guess what? You take that anger out on things and others around you. Ever done that? Come on. It's a church. God knows the answer. I've done that. Just ask my kid. Ask my husband. But, you know, here's the thing. We have to confess it. And when you confess it and you own it, that's when God gives you forgiveness in Jesus. That's where that weed is taken out, right? So you might not see it spiritually, but boy, or you might not see it physically, but boy, it's going to show up spiritually. So consider what are the weeds that you and I allow in that we sweep under the rug. Maybe our kid is not doing as well, or the perfect kid that we want them to be. Maybe we didn't perform and do what we needed to at our work that we knew we could do, right? So instead of owning it and saying, well, okay, I made a mistake, and well, none of us are perfect, so let's deal with it, we suppress that. But my friends, it comes out in one way or another. So we need to be very careful in how we address these weeds, because they're weeds of doubt, weeds of worry, weeds of anxiety, weeds of uncertainty, weeds of anger, even weeds of complacency and comfort. And we might even couch it in terms of serving God, seeking after God, but it's really about our own comfort. So you get the idea, right? That's the one way to do it. If you ignore those weeds, they're going to overtake us. What are the weeds in my life? Well, I got plenty. So many, too many to name. But certainly worry. You know, my kid's going off to college and, you know, you have all these things. How are they going to do? Are they going to make it? Are they going to make the right decisions? Are they going to make mistakes? Well, the answer is yes. But how many of you were perfect when you were young? Yeah, not me. Wasn't perfect. None of us, right? So we all learn from our mistakes. So he'll be just fine. You know why? Because I have given him to God. You and I need to give our weeds to God. We need to give our children to God. We need to give our careers to God. We need to give ourselves to God, my friends. Because unless and until we completely, not a little, not a quarter, not a half, not a fourth, completely surrender our lives to our Lord, our Master, we'll still be trying to be the Lord of our lives. And that's not going to work. So if you want to uproot the weeds, do battle by going to the one who has won the battle. Amen? And that, my friends, is Christ, who has won the victory on that cross for the forgiveness of our sins. So you and I, we can go to him and confess our sins, receive his forgiveness. That's how he takes away the weed, and then reveals the beautiful creation you and I were meant to be that reflects him. That's what we're supposed to be. We are supposed to shine like the righteous in the sun. But that can only happen when we allow Christ in and allow him to be reflected in us. So, if we're not going to ignore the weeds, because I told you what happens when we ignore the weeds, what do we have to do? We have to battle them. What do you do about the weeds? Well, battle. Put on your armor. Ephesians 6, verse 12 tells us, Paul tells us this. He said, our struggle is not against blood or flesh, but it's against the rulers, the authorities, against the cosmic powers of the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Here's what he says. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on the evil day. And sometimes, doesn't it feel like every day is evil? Well, sometimes. And having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, and belt your waist with the truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. And with all these things, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take that helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. You know what that is? That's the word of God. That's the words that Jesus speaks to us. Pray in the Spirit at all times and in every prayer and supplication. So my friends, how do you do battle? Because if you're going to choose option two, you got to be ready. How many would go into the battle against 100 soldiers with 10? Not a smart person. But you and I have one who is on our side, can win against any army. So the answer about how to do battle is putting on that armor that we read about in the Word of God. So when the enemy attacks with the seeds and he spills lies, he tells you God doesn't care about you because you've got that terminal health diagnosis. He says God has forgotten you because if he cared about you, why would he leave you in this job that is such a struggle? Why would he not help and care for your kids who are going through this tough time? Why would he not enter in and fix things when you've prayed so much? So that's the enemy planting weeds of doubt in our hearts. So how do we deal with that? My friends, the battle is done with the Word of God. The truth is, Jesus, God, he speaks words over and over again of hope and peace. Isaiah 41:10, here's what we read. This is what our Lord tells us through the prophet Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you when those battles come. I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. That's just one. But one of the many promises that our God gives to us over and over again in the scriptures. My friends, do you take time to be watered and fed with the nutrients that give life, the Word of God? Or is it just a book in your home? You might even know the words, but do you live them? Have you received them? Do you understand what they mean? And do they come when you're battling? That's their purpose, you know, to strengthen you when you are in the thick of it. The purpose is to give you strength from the inside out when you're in a situation when there's no way out. There's no way humanly possible that you can handle this, you can get through this. And if you're in, or if you've ever been, and you will be, in those situations, go back to that armor, the Word of God. By prayer and supplication, we read as well, when you spend time with God and own that fear, that doubt. Confess it. Give it to God. He will receive it. Because, you know, sometimes those fears and doubts, they are lifted up by tears, groans. Sometimes words are not enough. We don't even have the words, but we just feel it, right? Have you had moments when I said you can't get out of bed, but you might have had moments where it's just too much and you just are tapped out. You don't even know what to say to God. You don't know because you yourself are overwhelmed. And this is where you hold on to the promise that we read in the scriptures that the very breath of God is closer to us. God is closer to her than the very breath that we take. And our spirit, when it connects to the Holy Spirit, will receive these sighs and groans and carry them to God. And he in turn will fill you, as Jesus tells us, with his peace. Philippians 4, verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything and anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So my friends, know there's a battle. Know that there's one who's won it. Know that there's one who guards you, who protects you. If you seek his shelter, because that's the choice we have. So I pray that as we consider the weeds around us, that we take these weeds seriously, that we turn to Christ when that worry, anxiety, doubt, whatever it is that takes us away from God, when that threatens to overtake us, turn to God. Turn to Christ in prayer and allow him to just to fill you and strengthen you, for he is with you and he will not leave nor forsake you. Amen.